For FN Hammerdio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. The woman who pays Illinois' bills says the governor is costing taxpayers millions of dollars in extra interest. Comptroller Susan Mendoza yesterday said lawmakers approved up to $6 billion in borrowing as part of the new state budget, but Governor Rauner has not given the green light. Mendoza said the money could pay down some of Illinois' nearly $15 billion backlog of bills and then save the state millions in late payment interest. Mendoza said it's like refinancing your mortgage to take advantage of a better interest rate. Also, we're still a few weeks from Friday nights under the lights, but high school football season is in full swing in Illinois. Teams started practice yesterday, but they can't put on the pads and hit each other for a few more days. Even though practice has begun, some Illinois schools are wondering if they'll be able to keep their doors open all season. The IHSA, which oversees high school sports in the state, said it will handle school closings on a case-by-case basis this year. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com. Or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. Illinois State Government's chief tech officer says, in the age of technology, government needs to outsmart hackers, and yearly training of state employees will help make that happen. Governor Bruce Rauner Monday signed a bill that requires state employees to get cybersecurity and cyber threat training every year. Department of Innovation and Technology Secretary Hardik Bhatt said, with the internet comes the threat of hackers.
You know, hackers are getting smart. Governments need to get smarter because we are the ones who keep a lot of information off our citizens.
Chief Digital Officer Kirk Lombaum said one problem training will cover is email phishing scams, which he said is responsible for the vast majority of cyber attacks.
These phishing emails result in infections of entire networks, ransomware, stealing of passwords. Most information breaches start with a stolen password. We found an attacker can starts to use a stolen password within 5 minutes after receiving it.
The training could help the state save $9 million a year in cost avoidance and reduce the number of successful cyber attacks. This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop.